在一个无所谓的光景里，主啊，愿主你恢复我们，甚至在我们里面做那个激励的工作，主啊，好叫我们能够起来，主啊，能够快跑来跟随你，能够为着你的旨意，主啊，为着你的你讨你喜悦的这个心智，主啊，能够在你面前站住，主啊，我们谢谢你，主啊，愿激励我们，让我们这批在地上好像在一小批的人，主啊，能够有个心，主啊，我们要往锡安大道一直往前直奔，主啊，我们谢谢你，主啊，把这段时间恭敬的交托在你的手中，主啊，愿你再次用你的话语，借着你弟兄，借着翻译，借着我们能听的耳朵，主啊，我们知道你在这里，你在这里对我们心中说话，你在这里要向我们说那个你心中大的负担的话，主啊，让我们在你面前有一个回应，主啊，我们谢谢你，再次把我们自己交托在你的手中，祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。
Let's open the Bible and we'll read a few passages.
腓立比书第四章第一节。
Philippians 4:1.
腓立比书第四章第一节。
Philippians 4:1.
我们只读下半段的话哈。
We'll just read the second half of the verse.
你们应当靠主站立得稳。
So stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved.
你们应当靠主站立得稳。
So stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved.
哥罗西书第四章第十二节。
Colossians 4:12.
哥罗西书第四章第二节。
Colossians 4:12.
啊，第十二节。由你们那里的人做基督耶稣仆人的以巴佛问你们，按他在祷告之间常为你们竭力的求，愿你们在神一切的旨意上得以完全，信心充足，能站立得稳。
Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, salute you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that ye may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God.
哥林多前书第十六章第十三节。
First Corinthians 16.
第十三节，十六章第十三节。
16:13.
你们务要警醒，在真道上站立得稳，要做大丈夫，要刚强。
Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men, be strong.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章第十五节。
Second Thessalonians.
第二章第十五节。
2:15.
所以弟兄们，你们要站立得稳，凡所领受的教训，不拘是我们口传的，是信上写的，都要坚守。
Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle.
这几节圣经是我上次跟弟兄姊妹读过了。
These verses we have read before.
我在主面前有个负担，愿意跟弟兄姊妹交通，我们要在主里面站立得稳。
I have a burden before the Lord that we have to stand fast before the Lord.
我们上次交通到了，在地上我们也要学习做一个站立得稳的人。
In this world, we have to be one who stands firm.
我们有很多的情况使我们站不稳。
There are many circumstances where we cannot stand firm.
如果地是不稳的，我们站不稳。
If the ground is shifting, we cannot stand firm.
如果你生病，你可能也要躺下来，没办法站。
If you're sick, you cannot stand either.
我们如果不小心，我们可能也站不住，就跌倒。
If we're not careful, we will fall.
我们今天属神的儿女。
Today we who belong to the Lord.
我们在如果犯罪，我们在主面前站不住。
If we sin, we cannot stand.
我们注重神以外的事，你也站不住。
If we love the things outside of the Lord, we cannot stand too.
但是我们知道，我们今天所站的地却是稳当的。
But the ground that we're standing on is stable. It's firm.
所以我们刚刚唱的诗歌，耶稣基督是那永久的磐石。
The song that we sang that Jesus Christ is the solid rock.
他的血，他所立的约，永远不会变的。
His blood, his covenant will never change.
所以我们站在的是一个稳固的根基。
So we are standing on a firm foundation.
但是如果我们不抓住我们的主的话
，But if we don't cling on to our Lord,
我们可能就站在流沙里面。
Then maybe we're standing on sinking ground.
所以我们今天在这个时代里面。我们要很注意我在主里面能够站住吗
So in this generation we have to pay attention Are we going to stand firm before the Lord?
我们如何能够在主里面能够站得住呢
How can we stand firm before
我上次交通了两点
There are two points that
第一个我们要亲近主
First is we need to be close to the Lord
我们要摸到我们的主
We have to touch our Lord
我们要碰见我们的主
We have to touch him
我们要学习手忙信不忙
We have to learn that our hands can be busy, but our heart cannot be busy.
我们可以很多的事，但是我们心里面是安息的。
We can have a lot of works, but in our hearts we are restful.
第二个，我们要经历我们的主。
Second is we have to experience our Lord.
我们必须操练我们信靠主的心。
We have to exercise our faith in Him.
我们要知道他是，他能，他也肯。
We have to know that He is, He can, and He's willing.
我们主也要我们在他面前学习做一个完全的人。
And he wants us to learn how to be a perfect man.
我就提了两个事情。第一个，我们需要真的有启示。
We really need to have revelation.
但是我们这些读书的人，我们可能有东西把我们挡住了。
But for us who are educated, many things are a hindrance, a block for us.
圣经里面说，如果我们是一个聪明通达人。神就把他许多的事把我们挡住了。
If we are wise and prudent, then there are things that we cannot see.
因为主说，我只向做婴孩的，我告诉他，聪明通达的我就藏住，不告诉你了。
Because I only reveal to the babes, the wise and prudent, I don't tell them.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要真的从主那里有启示，求主救我们，不要做一个聪明通达人。
We really have to have revelation from the Lord. May the Lord save us. We do not want to be wise and prudent.
我上次也用彼得的例子，你可以有启示，但是你的肉体可能还是很大的。
I used the example of Peter. He has revelation, but maybe our flesh is still very big.
你看婴孩他很单纯，他的单纯他能够接受很多的事。
A babe is very innocent, and because of that innocence, he can receive many things.
但是一个婴孩是肉体最大的。
But a babe has a big flesh.
因为婴孩什么都是为我，什么都为我。
Because for a babe, everything is for himself.
所以我们知道，圣经里面有一个很重要的一个信息，就是十字架在我们身上的工作。
So the Bible has a great message. It is the work of the cross.
十字架的工作乃是对付我们的己，也对付我们的肉体。
The work of the cross is to deal with ourselves and our flesh.
使我们知道，在我里面一无良善。
It is to let us know that in me there is no good.
弟兄姊妹，我们可以说我有点不良善，你会觉得自己一无良善吗
？Maybe you say. I'm not good, but do you say that there is no good?
我们还会觉得说我还有点良善的。
Probably we think、well, there's a little bit of good in me.
你看到保罗到晚年的时候，他说在罪人中我是这个罪魁。
But you see that Paul in his old age says that he's the chief of all.
他是神重用的仆人，但是他说我在罪人中，我比谁都是厉害犯罪的人。
He's a great servant of the Lord, and yet he says that he sinned the most among the sinners.
因为神的光光照他，给他发现我里面真的一无良善。
Because the light of the Lord shined on him, and he sees that in him there's no good.
约伯，他碰见主之后
，Job when he met the Lord，
他说我厌恶我自己。
He said that I hate him myself.
弟兄姊妹，神今天要开我们的眼睛，给我们看到我们的己，不管你有多好，你会发现在神那里一点用都没有。
May the Lord open our eyes today that no matter how good your flesh or self is, there's no use before the Lord.
如果没看到这个，我们不会厌恶自己的。
If we do not see this, we cannot hate ourselves.
我们只是看到别人，我还比别人好一点呢。
We usually see, oh, I'm still a little better than.
我还没那个人这么糟糕呢。
I'm not that bad.
但是如果主开我们的眼。
But when the Lord opens our eyes.
我们这个己，我们这个肉体根本没办法来服侍主。
Then we see that this self, this flesh cannot serve God.
我们没办法在主那里能够成就任何的事。
And we cannot accomplish anything before the Lord.
主什么让我们能够在主面前去站立得住？
So what can let us stand before the Lord?
好好亲近主。
If we come near to Him.
好好经历主。
And we experience the Lord.
那我们在什么事上，我们今天需要站立得住？
Now on what things do we have to stand firm today?
我上一次已经开始交通的，我们要在真道上，我们要站得住。
We have to be able to stand for the truth today.
我上次举了一些我们信了主之后遇到一些的一点点的难处的例子。
I presented some example the difficulties that we can face after we believe.
你发现要站住就是不能妥协。
To be able to stand is to not compromise.
如果你妥协，有什么好站住的
？If you compromise, there's nothing to stand for.
我们有原则，我们需要站住的。
There are principles that we have to stand firm on.
我今天愿意在这里继续下去了。
So I want to continue today.
我要提几件事情是真的一些我只提几件哈，就是说我看了我今天可以有时间去谈到的一些神的中一些 message 一些信息，我们要站得住的。
There are I'm going to only mention a few things that we have to stand firm on. Few messages.
我去了一个聚会。
I went to a meeting.
有人问我
Somebody asked me,
他说啊，我们一次得救是不是永远得救？
They asked me, if you're saved, are you forever saved once, forever saved?
他说我以前去的那个教会啊，我先搬来这里了哈。我以前去的教会，那里的牧师告诉我，一次得救不是永远得救的。
The meeting that I went to before, the pastor said, not necessarily like that.
我第一次遇到他，他就问我这个问题。
The first time I met this person, that's the question he asked me.
弟兄姊妹，你认为呢？一次得救，永远得救吗
？How about you, brothers and sisters? Do you believe once saved, forever saved?
我们这个如果站不稳，我们整个追求就是站在流沙上面。
If this thing we cannot stand firm, then we're standing on sinking sand.
我们来看一段的圣经。
Let's look at the passage.
我们翻到约翰福音第十章。
John 10。
约翰福音第十章第27-29节。
27-29。
刚刚我们博饼聚会也有人祷告，也用到这里的话。
While ago in our breaking of the bread, somebody mentioned this too.
10:27，我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们。他们也跟着我，我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。我父把羊赐给我，他比万有都大，谁也不能从我父手里把他们夺去。
My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand.
你看这里讲了两个，主说凡属我的羊不能从我手里夺去的。
That whatever belongs to me cannot be plucked out of my hand.
第二个也不能从我父手里夺去的。
And cannot be plucked out of the Father's hand.
这个够清楚了。
This is very clear.
如果我们真的有了主的生命，
If we have the life of our Lord,
我们永一天属他，永远属他。
One day we belong to Him, we belong to Him forever.
你知道，在旧约，神的灵降在人身上会走的，这个灵会走的。
In the Old Testament, when the Spirit of God come upon a person, that it can leave.
到了新约， 主的灵住在我们里面，就不离开了。
But in the New Testament, the Spirit dwells in us and will not leave us.
说我们有一件事我们要知道，所以圣经没写哈，义治得救永远，我们都在找这个字嘛。
Of course, the Bible doesn't say, you know, in words. Why?
所有人信主都想找有没有这个哈，我一信主就永远得救。
Many people after they're saved, they want to find this exact word in the Bible.
圣灵很有智慧，不写这个字在圣经上。
But the Spirit is very has wisdom and does not put it there.
你想如果这句话写出来会怎么样？
If this phrase is written in the Bible, what do you think will happen?
哈，我信主毕业了，上天堂了，我聚会都不聚会。
People say, oh, I have graduated. I don't even have to go to meeting anymore.
不是，我查经累死了，反正我就上天堂了嘛。
Anyway, I'm going to heaven. What's the point of having Bible study?
所以弟兄姊妹哈，圣灵在这里有他的智慧。
So the Holy Spirit has his own.
要我们不是只是满足于信主得救就算了。
It's not to just be satisfied to be saved.
你在这里啊，我们看我许讲到这个得救的事情。
When I talk about being saved,
我就要希望弟兄姊妹，你要肯定你得救。
I want brothers and sisters to be sure that you are saved.
今天很多人问我，我怎么知道我得救了？
Many people ask today, how do I know that I'm saved?
弟兄姊妹，我们在这里交通很多了，你知道你得救了吗？
We have said a lot about this. Do you know you are saved?
你说我嘴巴说我相信主啦。
He said, I've confessed in my mouth that I believe in the Lord.
我今天要问你，在你心里，你知道你重生得救了吗？
I want to ask you, how about in your heart? Do you know that you're born again and saved?
罗马书第八章第十六节有一句话说，圣灵与我们的灵同证，我们是神的儿女。
In Romans 8:16 it says that the Spirit bears witness in us.
我最早信主，最怕读这些圣经。
When I first believe, I'm so afraid of reading this verse.
因为对我来讲，圣灵跟我的灵根本，圣灵知道，我的灵不知道我信主了没。
Because to me, the Holy Spirit knows, but my spirit does not know.
我总是希望有人告诉我 ，Andrew， 你得救了。
I want people to tell me, Andrew, you're saved.
没有人告诉我。
But nobody tells me that.
但是你要知道，圣经说你得救了，圣灵住在你里面，你的灵也知道你是属主的。
But the Bible says that the Holy Spirit now dwells in you after you're saved, and your spirit knows that.
刚刚我们读的声音。圣经他说我的羊怎么样听我的声音的。
In this verse that we just read, it says, my sheep hear my voice.
你得救了，你乐意听到主的声音的。
You have faith. You have to be wanting to hear his voice.
一个 baby 生下来最喜欢听到就是妈妈的声音。
A baby loves to hear the voice of the mom.
因为妈妈跟他讲的最多话。
Because the mom speaks to the baby the most.
当然说爸爸的整天最多在肚子唱歌，他一唱歌他也听的。
And the dad, if they sing to the baby, of course the baby hears too.
还有一个，我们知道我们得救了，那是我生命有成长。
Another way to know you're saved is if your life is growing.
弟兄姊妹，你要确定你真的重生得救了。
You need to make sure that you have been born again and saved.
马太福音第十三章讲到天国现在地上很多的现象。
In Matthew 13 speaks about the kingdom of heaven and its varied manifestation.
他说今天在神的家里有麦子也有稗子。
In the Lord's house today, there are tares and there are wheat.
这什么叫稗子？什么叫麦子？
Now what are tares and what are wheat?
麦子就是真的有主生命的人。
Wheat are those who have really have the life of the Lord.
稗子是没生命的人。
Tares are those who do not have the life of the Lord.
都在神的家里面。
But they are all in the house of God.
你知道稗子跟麦子如果在田里面种起来的话，他们都长得差不多。
In the field, when they grow together and they look very much alike.
所以主用这个例子来讲，今天在神家中都说我是基督徒。
So the Lord used this example to say today in God's house, everybody says, I'm a Christian.
他说有麦子也有稗子。
But there are tares and there are wheat.
就是说有真的重生得救的，也有假的。
So there are those who are really born again But there are those who are fake.
是你们分不出来的。
And you cannot distinguish them.
到那一天，我们的主要把它分出来的。
But that day, the Lord is going to separate them out.
说这个得救不得救，不是在开玩笑的。
So this saved or not saved is not a joke.
因为你今天认为你是得救，那天主还是要把它分出来的。
So today you might think you're saved, but that day the Lord is going to separate us.
所以才会有人说，我是不是一次得救就永远得救呢？
That's why people say, once, am I once saved forever?
因为在人的眼中看，诶，这个人得救为什么后来不是了呢？
Because they see, how come this person was saved, they're saved, and then later they're not?
马太福音给我们知道，有人根本从开始就是没有得救。
But in Matthew it shows us that actually there's some who were never saved in the first place.
他也不见得是装在哪里，他连自己都不知道他没得救的。
Maybe they're not even pretending. They don't really know that they're not saved.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们为自己在主面前最早有一件，我要肯定我是得救的。
So there's one thing we got to be sure before the Lord is that whether I'm saved.
我们不要成为败子。
Let us not be tares.
这个非常重要的一件事情。
This is very important.
我们要是真的是麦子。
We have to be real wheat.
所以我们提到这个真道上这件事情，我们真的要站得稳。
So when we talk about the truth, we have to stand firm.
我们在重生得救这件事上，我们要站得稳。
In this thing with regards to born again, we need to stand firm.
第二个。
Secondly.
有一次有一个牧师问我。
There's a pastor who asked me.
你是相信人分成两部分还是三部分？
Do you believe that a man is made up of two parts or three parts?
灵魂是一个，身体是一个。
So, spirit, soul together and then body.
这是两部分。
That's two parts.
还是你相信灵一个，魂一个，身体一个。
Or do you believe spirit, soul and body three parts?
弟兄姊妹，这个我们需要非常清楚。
We need to be very clear on this.
因为我们不清楚，我们对圣经很多的话我们也看不见。
If we're not clear on this, then we don't understand many things.
特别是十字架的工作，就在这里不用提了。
Especially with regards to the work of the cross, we cannot even mention it.
当然，还有一个说法是灵魂身体是一个。
But then, of course, there's one that says. Spirit, soul, body is all one.
这个是在神学上这个写文章的来讨论的一些问题。
This might be things that is being argued in theology.
你知道会分两个，乃是有一个说法，就灵魂反正看不见了，身体是看见了，把它分成两个了。
Why do people say it's two parts? Because the soul and spirit you cannot see, so that's one part, and the body you can see.
你知道如果我们分两个的话，我们就没有什么说我们需要被破碎了。
But if we only have two parts, then there's no talk about being broken.
我们在地上，我们说，我们就可以追求成功。
Then we can pursue success.
因为我成功，主的荣耀，我也得荣耀。
Because if the Lord is glorified, I'm glorified too.
因为圣经一个中心的思想说，只有主的荣耀，我算不得什么。
But in the Bible, it only talks about God gaining the glory.And there's nothing important about me.
我们看一些圣经哈，帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
First Thessalonians 5.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第二十三节。
5:23.
愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我们主耶稣基督降临的时候。完全无可指责。
And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
神在这里很清楚分了这个有灵、有魂、有身体。
God separates this very clearly. There's spirit, there's soul, and there's body.
神要我们在这三个上面，我们都要有真的认识。
God wants us to know each of those specifically.
我们知道身体是与这个外界的物质的世界我们去接触的。
We know that the body is in contact with this outer world.
魂，我想我们查经常常提到这一个。
In the soul, we mention it a lot.
我们说魂，这个是有心思、意志与情感。
We say that the soul
has the mind, the will, and emotion.
这也是我们所讲的己。
This is also the self that we talk about.
所以主耶稣说你要舍己。
So when the Lord said you have to deny yourself.
我们要舍掉我们的魂。
We have to deny our soul.
我们才能够得回我们的魂。
That's how we can gain it back.
所以主耶稣怎么说？你不舍掉你的生命，你就得不到你的生命。
If you do not give up your life, you're not going to gain it.
这个生命的原文里面就是我们的魂。
The life in the original is the soul.
那灵呢？
Now, what is the spirit?
神是个灵。
God is spirit.
所以神说我们，主说我们到神面前用心灵与诚实跟神相交的。
That's why when we come before the Lord, we have to worship Him in spirit.
灵是跟神交通的。
The spirit is to commune with God.
灵里面有直觉的。
In our spirit, there's intuition.
神的灵可以碰你一下，你有个直觉。知道这对还是错的。
The Spirit of God can touch you, and in your intuition, you will know.
所以我们要知道，神给我们有灵、有魂、有身、有身体。
So the God gave us spirit, soul, and body.
所以我们常常在圣经讲说属灵的人。
The Bible talks about those who are spiritual.
那就是说有属魂的人。
That means they are those who are of the soul.
我们需要不要把属魂的搞成。以为是属灵的。
We cannot think that those who are of the soul to be of the spirit.
所以你发现这个我们必须在这里，我们要紧紧抓稳这件事。
So we need to hang on firm to this thing.
希伯来书第四章。
Hebrews chapter 4.
希伯来书第四章第十二节。
4:12.
他说：“神的道是活泼的，是有功效的。”比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入剖开，连心中的心一思念和主意都能辨明。
For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
希伯来书这里说。灵跟魂是分开的。
Here in Hebrews it says the spirit and the souls are separated.
他要我们知道，我们要做一个属灵的人，而不是做一个属魂的人。
Wants us to know to be a spiritual man and not a soulish man.
所以我们今天知道哈，神今天的救恩，刚刚也有祷告了，是救我们全人的。
We have prayed about this that this salvation is for the whole person.
我们看看哥林多后书第一章。
Second Corinthians 1.
我是不是希望大家的印象能够清楚一点。
I want us to have a deep impression.
第一章第十节。
1:10.
他曾救我们脱离那极大的死亡，现在仍要救我们，并且我们指望他将来还要救我们。
Who delivered us from so great a death, and do deliver us in whom we trust, and he will yet deliver us.
这里讲了三个。救我们。
There's three deliver here.
一个是曾经救我们。
One is delivered.
是对所有重生得救的人说，曾经救我。
It's to all who are saved. He has already delivered.
我们说重生得救，请问你哪里得救了？
When you're born again, how?
乃是我们的灵得救了。
It is the spirit that.
我们的灵本来就死了。
Before our spirit is dead.
其实这个要讲一下，叫做跟神隔开了。
We're separated from God.
还在的，不是不会跟邪灵交往的。
It's still there, but it can commune.
但是跟神是隔开了。
But separated from.
我重生得救，乃是我的灵恢复与神的交通。
When we are born again, is our.
所以我们能够说他曾经救了我们。
So it says delivered us.
那第二个，他说现在还救我们。
The second is right now deliver us.
那现在救我们什么
？Deliver us from what?
救我们的魂能够得救的。
Is that our soul will be saved?
让我们在我们活着的年间，我们一直舍己，一直被神建造，以致我们这个人，我们的魂能够向我们的主。
That in this life we will bear the cross, and that this person will become like the Lord.
将来是什么要救我们
？And then what is in the future to deliver us?
罗马书第八章说，我们身体有一天要得赎。
Romans said that our body one day will be glorified.
我们有一天这个身体要从朽坏的变成不朽坏的。
from incorruptible from corruptible to incorruptible.
那是将来的事。
That's in the future.
神要救我们灵魂身体，这个救恩是全备的。
God wants to save our spirit, soul, and body. It's a complete salvation.
所以弟兄姊妹，不要只是叫我就得救上天堂就解决了。
So we cannot just be content. Oh, I'm saved. I'm going to heaven. That's it.
神今天要救我。
But today, the Lord wants to save you.
那我们来第三个。
And then number three.
圣经里面有一个另外一个很中心的思想。
There's another central thought in the Bible.
神在呼召的圣者。
God is calling overcomers.
在旧约是用余数这个字。
In the Old Testament, we mentioned the remnant.
大家都不愿意回到以色列去了，但是余数因为爱慕神，他们回去了。
Nobody wants to go back to Israel, but the remnant, because of their love, they're willing to go back.
到了新约就用得胜者这个字。
In the New Testament, we use the word overcomers.
你知道神的心意要得到全教会的。
The heart of God is to gain the whole church.
但是因为仇敌的破坏，今天教会里面充满了失败与掺杂。
But because of the work of the evil one,Today the church has a lot of mixture.
所以神只能够在这个里面呼唤一些得胜者出来了。
And so the Lord can only call for overcomers.
神没办法用整个教会，但是神今天说，在教会里面的得胜者先做教会的代表。
The Lord cannot use the whole church, and so the Lord uses the overcomer as a representative.
所以这是神对神的儿女一个的呼召。
This is the call of God to His children.
什么是得胜者？
Who is an overcomer?
就是那些愿意把魂真正舍掉的人。
They are those who are willing to give up their soul life.
你如果把灵魂摆在一个，你根本不用谈得胜者。
If you combine the spirit and soul, how can you talk about overcoming?
但是今天神要我们舍己背十字架跟从他。
But today, the Lord wants us to lay down ourselves and take up the cross.
这些人那是愿意付代价跟从我们的主。
These are the ones who are willing to pay the price to follow the Lord.
神有个目的，他要得到一个荣耀的教会。
The Lord has a purpose. He wants a glorious church.
他一定得到。
And he will definitely get.
但是神在找一个出熟的果子。
But the Lord is looking for the first fruit.
你知道有些人说他们种果园的哈，他说橘子哈，种果园的话，他们就在看，只有一个橘子已经turn 成 orange 的话。橘子颜色的话，他知道整个果园有一天都会成熟了。
For those who have an orchard, they look for that first orange that turned the color orange. If there's one like that, then the whole orchard will be the same.
今天神要在教会中先得着一批人，能够是渴慕他的。
So today in the church, the Lord wants a group of overcomers.
是愿意专心的跟随他，付任何代价来跟随他。
They're willing to follow him at all costs.
在跟随他的路上不妥协的。
They're not going to compromise in following the Lord.
主说，到了主回来掌权的时候，这些人要跟他一起作王。
When he comes back, when he gains, he's going to be king. These are going to reign with
him. 我们知道主回来有个婚宴。
We know that there's marriage feast when the Lord comes
back. 他是新郎，教会是新妇。
He's the bridegroom, the church is the bride.
但是这是婚宴，是一千年的。
But this feast is 1,000 years.
所有人都会参，所有基督徒都要参加这个婚宴。
All Christians will be part of this marriage feast.
但是你是什么时候参加
？But when are you going to join?
只有得胜者是一开始就参加了。
The overcomers are the one who are in at the.
其他所有的弟兄姊妹得救的人是在最后也参加了。
The other believers will be part of it, but at the end.
中间这一段的一千年的时间。
And there's 1,000 years in between.
我们活在地上，我们不愿意舍掉我们的魂的时候，神要在说，摆在黑暗中，让我们这个魂被对付的。
For us who are not willing to lay down our soul life today, there will be 1,000 years for us to do that.
马太福音25章讲了两件事。
In Matthew 25 talks about two things.
一个讲到我们的生命，一个讲到我们是做儿子的生命，一个讲到我们做仆人的。
There are two things. One is to be son, and the other to be a servant.
所以第一个例子，他讲了十个童女。
So the first example talks about the 10 virgins.
圣经童女就是麦子，都是属主的。
Of course, virgins are the wheat. They belong to the Lord.
到这五个聪明五个愚拙的。
There are five wise and five foolish.
主回来了。
The Lord came back.
他们就醒了，因为他们都离世了，现在复活了。
And they have awakened. They were dead, but now they resurrected.
我们拿灯去迎接我们的主，发现我油不够了。
They bring their lamp, but some found out they don't have oil in their lamp.
你发现他想那个没有的想要像有的借，他说没到这个时候没得借，你去买吧。
They do not have enough oil, and they want to borrow from those who have enough.
什么叫买？就是你要付钱了、啊，你要付代价才有的。
And they said you need to buy. That means you have to pay the price.
到那时候去付代价太晚了。
But to pay the price at that time is already too late.
可能就在黑暗里面去付代价去了。
They have to pay the price in darkness.
我的主只接纳了那五个聪明的童女进来了。
And so the five wise ones were able to come.
因为他们有油。
Because they have enough.
说明他们灯能够一直亮。
And so their lamp.
油是什么？
What is?
乃是我们在主生的年日，一直让主在我们身上做他的工作。
Oil is when we're alive, we let the Lord do His work in us.
使我们的生命一直的长。
That our life can grow.
圣灵在我们里面越来越多。
And God's heart in us is growing.
所以圣经里面有一句话是满有圣灵。
And that's full of life.
只有这样，在主回来的时候，我们的第一个能够迎接他的。
Only that we can be the first one to welcome him.
但另外一个讲到，神给每一个他的属他的人都给你才干的。
Another thing is maybe other people are more gifted.
Talent.
More talents than you.
对吧？一千两、两千两、五千两。
So
one talent.
One talent, two talent.Five talents.
这里讲到我们在神面前是做仆人的，神先问你，你信主之后你的工作是什么？
So all of us are servants. What is your work?
你的侍奉是什么？
What's your service?
他讲到那个只拿一千两的那个。
So for the one talent.
他啥都不做。
He's not going to do anything.
只是把它藏在地上。
So he just hide it under the ground.
这主怎么说？
And what did the Lord say?
主说你就算你认为我给你的才干是微乎其微的，没不显眼的。
Because the talent is not much, so he's not taking importance in it.
神说只要你肯去用就可以了。
But the Lord says, if you are willing to use it.
他说是放在兑换银钱里面拿利息的意思，就是说你只要肯用就可以了。
Even if you put it in the bank, it will gain.
我不要求你要，当然最好你能够一倍回来了。
Of course, the best is you can.
但是从主的话告诉我们，最少你肯去用就可以了。
But as long as you're willing to use it.
主说，我们做仆人的身份，主今天有一个是在到那一天问你忠心还是不忠心的。
So as a servant, the question is, are you faithful or not?
如果你忠心，婚宴开始你可以进来。
If you're faithful, you can enter the marriage feast.
你不忠心，婚宴开始你也进不来。
But if you're not faithful, you cannot come in.
你要丢在黑暗里一千年之后，你还是会进来。
But after a thousand years in the darkness, you will still be able to come in.
所以我们今天哈，我只提这三个关于真道上我们必须站稳。
So I'm only mentioning these three things that we have to stand firm in the truth.
清楚你是有是麦子，不是败子。
First is be clear, you're.
你是麦子就你是麦子就是麦子，不会有一天变掉。
If you're really a wheat, you will always be a wheat.
我们既然有主的生命，主今天要在我们这个己的身上要做对付啊改变的工作。
And now that you have His life, He's going to work in you and that you will deal with, and He will deal with your.
我们愿意在他的手中，愿意给他这样来对付的话。
And if you're willing.To be dealt with by the Lord.
我们那一日，我们就有可能成为主眼中的圣者。
Then that day we might be able to be overcomers.
我们就能够早早享受主人的快乐。
And then we can experience His joy early.
这不是为我们自己的。
This is not for ourselves.
这个是主的心意的。
This is the heart of the Lord.
我们一开始讲，但愿我们在你的旨意上能够站立得稳。
We have said that we will stand in His will.
我们这样追求是为他的。
we pursue because of him.
不是只是为着我们自己拿什么益处的。
Not for ourselves to gain something.
说弟兄姊妹，但愿我们听到他的呼召。
May we hear his call, brothers and sisters.
我们能够在他手中，在他眼中成为那个得胜者。
That in his eyes we can be overcomers.
第二个，我们需要站稳的。
The second thing that we need to stand firm.
我们在我们的侍奉上，我们要站稳。
In our service, we need to stand firm.
我们翻到腓立比书第一章。
Philippians chapter
1. 腓立比书第一章第二十七节。
127.
只要你们行事为人与基督的福音相称，叫我或来见你们，或不在你们那里，可以听见你们的近况，知道你们同有一个心志，站立得稳，为所信的福音齐心努力。
Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel.
哥罗西书第一章第二十八节。
Colossians 1:28.
哥罗西书一章二十八节，我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫人，劝诫个人，教导个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全的引到神的面前。
Whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus.
马太福音第二十八章十九节上一半。
Matthew 28:19 first half.
马太福音最后一章哈，二十八章第十九节上一半。
28:19 first half of 19.
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。
Therefore, go ye therefore and teach all nations to be my disciples.
在我们侍奉上，第一件事情，我们是要把人完完全全引到神的面前。
The first thing in our service is to lead men to really, totally to come.
我们说传福音。
So we talk about preaching the gospel.
我们今天传福音，只要你肯说我信主，哇，大家就很高兴了。
So today when we preach and somebody said they want to believe, we're all very happy.
弟兄姊妹，如果你对那个人负责的话。
But if you're responsible for that person,
他究竟是真的成为麦子了没有？你带的人也要清楚的。
So the one who's leading has to be clear whether this person is a wheat now.
我们过去有个弟兄。
There's a brother.
他爸爸来了。
His dad came.
这个他说那个牧师跟他爸爸传福音。
And the pastor preached the gospel to the dad.
这个就过了一段时间，爸爸。牧师说：“你爸爸决志信主了。”
So the pastor said, "Your father has decided to believe."
这个爸爸非常这个牧师就是非常高兴，说你爸爸信主了。
And so the pastor is very happy of the dad is saved.
这个牧师就走了。
And the pastor left.
跟我们这个弟兄说：“你走是走了，我以后见不见到我的爸爸呢？”
And so our brother said.Well, the pastor has left, but am I really going to meet my dad there one day?
这个做儿子的。
The son.
非常紧张，这爸爸那一天是不是在天上
？Is very nervous whether that day, when the day comes, whether the dad.
但这个牧师带了他进去，好像我完成一件工作了。
But for the pastor, he has finished a job.
弟兄姊妹，我们救人是要完全的把他带到神面前。
When we save somebody, we have to bring this person before the Lord.
就算他说他信主了。
Even if it says that he has believed.
我们不放心的。
We cannot just leave it at that.
你知道这个决志这个东西啊，不知道哪一年开始的。
We don't know when this making a decision.
圣经从来没写到你要带人决志信主。
There's never in the Bible saying you need to be someone to.
如果我们读约翰福音，你发现哈，他说一个人重生得救，是你根本就不知道。
So a person when they're born again, you don't even know.
他说风随着意思吹。
It's like the wind, it just blows.
他从哪里来，往哪里去，你根本不知道。
Where it comes from, where it's going, you do not know.
我这些年我看没几个人是说什么那一天决志就是那天信主。
In this year, not necessarily that day the person made a decision, that day he believed.
说我们以前带我们那些年长的弟兄姊妹。
So the brothers and sisters who led us before.
他愿意祷告，感谢主。
They pray to thank the Lord.
他有没有信主，慢慢看。
Whether this person is really saved, we'll watch.
从来没用这个决志这个字的。
They don't use this making a decision.
这个今天在基督教里面就说，我一来美国就这个东西是最 overwhelm 的一件事情。
This is the thing that overwhelmed me when I first came to the U.S.
说我们今天啊，我们真的要把人完全带到神的面前的。
So today we really need to lead men totally to the Lord.
我们刚刚读着这几段的圣经。
These few verses that we have read.
我们基督教界里面讲的大使命。
The Christianity says the Great Commission.
马太福音28:19。
So it's Matthew 28.
带人信主。
It's like to lead somebody.
你好好读那段圣经。
But if you read that passage.
他不是就在带人信耶稣。
But it's not to believe in.
他说要带人成为主的门徒。
It is to make disciples.
这个是那个中心目的。
Making disciples is the.
但是今天问题是，你不是门徒，你就没可能带人做门徒。
But today, if you yourself are not a disciple, how can you?
今天在神的家中，门徒太少了。
Today there are too few disciples in.
但是大家都去传福音。
But everybody wants to.
说慢慢到一个地步，只要你信主就可以了。
And then once you said you want to believe, that's good enough.
但是也才谈门徒啊。
But how can you talk about disciples?
所以我们就开一些门徒训练班。
And so they said, oh, let's have a.
6个月。
6 months.
2年。
Or 2 years.
毕业了。
And then you.
你是门徒了。
Now you are a disciple.
我们读圣经，门徒是这样来的吗？门徒是你舍己背十字架而产生的。
Disciples are made through laying down your life and bearing the cross.
说弟兄姊妹，当主说你如果不撇下一切跟从我，你不配做我的门徒。
That's why the Lord said, if you're not willing to lay down everything and follow me, you are not fit to be a disciple.
我们要成为门徒，你有代价要算的。
If you want to be a disciple, you have to count the cost.
路加福音第九章，有一个人来叫主说。主耶稣，耶稣，我要跟随你。
In Luke chapter 9, there's one who said to the Lord, I want to follow you.
主耶稣怎么说？
And what did the Lord say?
天空的飞鸟有窝，这个狐狸有洞，天上的飞鸟有窝，人子没有枕头的地方。
The bird has nest, the fox has its place, but I don't even have a place for my pillow.
他说你知道什么叫跟随我吗？
Do you know what it takes to follow me?
你住得好好的。
You live in a very nice place.
如果你要跟从我。
If you want to follow,
连鸟跟动物都有地方住，我没有。
The birds, the animals, they have place to live, but
我连睡觉的地方都没有。
I don't even have.
你想过什么叫跟从我吗？
Have you thought about what it means to follow?
小孩子上主日学校 ，I want to follow Jesus.
And the Sunday school kids say, "Oh, I want to follow."
唱得非常的兴奋。
They love the song.
我们现在长大了。
But now we have grown up.
你越明白，应该越唱得越沉。因为你知道什么叫跟从主。
When you sing that, you sing it somberly because you know what it is to follow the Lord.
说到了后面，还也在路加福音，主耶稣说你要计算你的代价。
And that's why in the end of Luke it says you have to count the cost.
弟兄们告诉我们说，计算代价是 cold blooded 的。
The brothers tell us that when you count the cost, you have to be cold blooded.
冷血的。
Cold blooded.
不是一下子哇，我很感动哦，我就来成为你的门徒。
Oh, it's not because you're so overwhelmed and then you want to follow the Lord.
你是好好计算过我是否真的决定跟从主的。
It is really counting the cost and saying, I want to follow him.
你计算过，你说主，我计算过，我决定跟随你。
If you said, I've counted the cost and I've decided to follow you.
你真的成为主的门徒了。
And you have really become the disciple.
后面的路只有顺服你的主人。
And so,The way is just to submit to the.
后面没有再这么数代价要不要？没有了，代价已经数完了。
Later you don't count the cost anymore because you have already counted.
后面只有你全人顺服我们的主。
It's only total submission to the Lord.
跟主说，我愿意在我心中每个角落都让你来掌管。
I want you to have control in every corner of my heart.
说弟兄姊妹。我们知道，这是讲到我们对主的奉献。
This is talking about our consecration before the Lord.
奉献不是一下子，只是说我现在把眼睛给你，一下子把手给你。
Consecration is not saying, oh, now I give my eyes to you, oh, now I give my hand to you.
奉献是把我的主权给主。
consecration is giving your right to the Lord.
主你管我。
Lord, you have full control over me.
这个是讲到奉献。
This is consecration.
计算代价是你奉献之前。
When you count the cost, it's before consecration.
奉献之后，只有完全学习顺服在主的面前。
After consecration, it's total submission.
今天在神的家中。
Today in God's family.
真正奉献给主的人太少。
There are too few who are really consecrated.
代价看得太重，不敢上。
Because they count the cost and feel that the price is too high.
你不知道以后要损失的更重。
They're afraid of losing more later on.
我们传福音的目的。
The purpose of preaching the gospel.
乃是把人完完全全带到神的面前。
Is to bring people completely to the Lord.
所以保罗说，我们在这件事上要齐心努力。站立得稳。
That's why Paul said we have to be diligent and labor and stand firm.
是把人完全带到神的面前。
That we need to bring people completely to the Lord.
在我们侍奉上第二件事情。
The second thing in our service.
哥罗西书第二章第八节。
Colossians 2:8.
哥罗西书第二章第八节。
Colossians 2:8.
你们要谨慎，恐怕有人用他的理学和虚空的妄言，不照着基督，乃照人间的遗传和世上的小学，就把你们掳去。
Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ.
加拉太书第四章。
Galatians 4.
前面一点哈，加拉太书第四章。第十到十一节。
Galatians 4:10-11.
你们谨守日子、月份、节期、年份，我为你们害怕，唯恐我在你们身上是枉费了功夫。
You observe days and months and times and years. I'm afraid of you, lest I have bestowed upon you labor in vain.
第二件事情，关于侍奉的。
About
我们不把世界的方法、宗教的活动带进神的家的。
We do not want to bring in the ways of the world or religious things into the church.
我们刚刚读的第一段。
The first thing we read about.
他说世上的理学啊，虚空的妄言。
Talking about the philosophy of this world.
你知道今天神家里面这些弟兄姊妹爱听的是什么话吗？
Do you know what people love to hear today?
心理学。
Psychology. They love psychology.
今天还有什么 Christian counseling, Christian 什么都加个基督徒的这个字眼在上面了。
They just add the word Christian to everything.
你知道我们有孩子的问题。
Or a problem with our kids.
我们有夫妻的问题。
Or, you know, husband and wife problem.
我们有家庭的问题。
Problem with our family.
哇，最喜欢找这些人来谈。
So we love to have this idea.
怎么解决我孩子的问题啊？
How to deal with the
problem? 我们夫妻不行啊，你这个怎么样啊？怎么解啊？
We have a husband-wife relationship problem. How do you solve that problem?
非常喜欢听这个。
We love to hear.
最好在教会里面给一些这种讲座。
If there are talks about this in the church, that would be great.
我告诉弟兄姊妹。
But I tell brothers.
心理学能够找可以看出人的问题。
Yes, psychology may be able to tell people's problems.
心理学解决不了人的问题。
But it cannot solve people's problems.
你解决得了就不用主了。
If you can solve that problem, you don't need the Lord.
他这里说还有世上的哲学。
The philosophy of this world.
我们也很喜欢听哲学。
We love philosophy.
怎么做人？
How to be a man.
啊，怎么做一个成功的人？
How to be a successful man.
怎么做一个有用的人？
How to be a useful man.
怎么提高你的道德？
How to raise your moral standards.
圣经说，到你要用的时候，什么都用不出来。
But when you need to use them, it does not work.
因为这只是一堆叫你怎么外表的事情，要你做的时候，你根本做不出来。
Because these are only outward things, so when you have to do it, you can't.
他说还有你用的理学。
And also intellectualism.
啊，我们这都是读书人。
We are all people who are educated.
啊，我们很爱用脑。
We like to use our brains.
所以我们来到主的事情，读主的话。
So when we read God's word.
我们也是用脑在这里分析。
We're using our mind to analyze.
这个合不合理？这个合不合逻辑？
Is this logical?
结果我们到了个一地步，我们虽然很用功，
although we are very diligent,
但是我们所得到的是一篇的道理。
But what we gain are just doctrines.
我们没有得到生命。
We do not gain life.
这圣经告诉我们说，
That's why the Bible says,
字句是死的，就经意是活的。
Only the Spirit gives life.
如果我们在主的话里面，在主做的事情没碰到我们的主，这全部都是死。
If in His word and His works we do not meet the Lord Himself, it's all death.
那我们今天看基督教里面的情况。
So today when we look at Christianity,
很喜欢过节期。
They love to have feasts.
我去读了，他们有一些人过什么节期呢？
You know what a feast they observe?
他说旧约很多节期都不用过了，但是利未记二十三章的节期都要过。
He said, "Oh, many feasts we don't have to do anymore today in the Old Testament, but there's a." Leviticus 23, that one we have to.
祝逢节。
That's the tenth.
这个五旬节。
Feast of the tenth, the Pentecost.
啊，这个无效节。Holy
Eleven. Yeah, the feast of the 11th.
安息日。
Sabbath.
你知道主耶稣来的时候怎么说
？And what did the Lord say about?
他说我是安息日的主，但是你们却把我废掉。
But the Lord said, "I'm the Lord of the Sabbath." But you have denied me.
主今天要我们得着他，而不是过这些节期的。
The Lord wants us to have him and not this feast.
这些节期都是影儿，指向我们的主。
These feasts were shadows to point to Christ.
那更厉害的就是我们今天最喜欢过节，圣诞节、复活节，什么节都爱过。
For today, people like to celebrate Christmas, Easter.
我们还过什么父亲节、就是、母亲节。
Or Father's Day, Mother's Day.
我们很喜欢在教会里面过节，大家都很高兴。
We like to have this celebration.
最好大家都在送送礼物。
Because people like that, and then giving gifts.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们在，是以中文应该什么 ？Entertain 我们自己，根本神在哪里，我们差快要忘记了。
We're really entertaining ourselves. It's where the Lord is. We don't even.
最后一点哈，就是讲到我们今天在教会里面，我们很多做法也在学世界的做法。
And then today in the church, we bring in the things of the world.
找谁来服侍？选举。
So how do we have people to serve? We have an election.
少数服从多数。
Or it's the majority rule.
没钱，筹款。
If you don't have money, you fundraise.
今天在基督教里面，这个都已经很普遍了。
These are so common in Christianity today.
我们没有一个牧人，这个能够在教会里面负起教导的责任。
If there's no one to take the responsibility in the church,
登报纸，听牧。
Then we need to have
advertisement.
Advertisement in the newspaper to look for a pastor.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天如果在主的面前，在治理神家中不站立得稳，这些东西全进来了。
If we do not stand firm on how to govern in the body, all these things will come in.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在侍奉上，我们需要站稳。
That's why in our service we need to stand firm.
所有重生得救都是我们的弟兄姊妹。
Yes, everyone that's born again is our brothers and sisters.
但是我们今天在主面前所看见的认识不见得一样的。
But what we see before the Lord might not be the same.
别人能够怎么走是他要向他的主负责。
How they walk is their responsibility.
我们也要向我们的主负责。
But we need to be accountable to our Lord.
所以当我们这些认识不同的，我们就没办法成为同路人。
So if we have differences like this, it's hard to walk the same way.
为着保持神家的单纯，这些是全部要挡在外面的。
And so for the simplicity in the and purity of God's house, all this has to be kept.
不能够进入神的家的。
These things cannot come into the house of the Lord.
所以主，但愿主在这一件事上给我们越过越清楚。
May we become clearer and clearer in this thing today.
我们。不只说他这里讲了一句话，他说不照着基督。
If it's not according to Christ,
乃是如果不出于主的，这些是全要挡出去的。
If it is not of Christ, all this.
所以我过去跟你们交通了，但愿我们都每一个人能够成为柱子。
That's why I said that each of us has to be pillar.
教会不一两个人来撑起来。
We cannot have one or two in the Bible.
神的家是神的儿女撑起来的。
We need all God's children to be.
但是我们需要眼睛一直被主打开。
But we need to have our eyes continually.
我们在这里不是用人的情感来拉拢关系的。
We cannot use our emotion, affection.
我们是用主的生命，主对主的认识，但也彼此因为认识主，我们彼此的相交。
It is because we all know the Lord, and that's why we have fellowship together.
我们才能够成为同路人往前走。
And then we can be people of the same.
这是为着神家主的见证。
This is for the sake of the Lord's house and for His testimony.
在侍奉上，我要讲第三点。
So the third thing is service.
加拉太书第一章。
Galatians chapter one.
加拉太书第一章第十到第十一节。
1:10-11.
加太书一章十到十一节，我现在是要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心呢？我岂是讨人的喜欢吗？若人就讨人的喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人了。
For do I now persuade men or God? Do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. But I certify you, brethren.
十一。
Okay, but I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after men.
弟兄姊妹，这里说什么？当我们侍奉的时候
，When we serve,
我们侍奉一定跟人发生关系。
Of course, there's going to be contact with men.
保罗在这里说，我不是讨人的喜欢。
But I'm not pleasing men.
我是要讨神的喜欢。
I'm only pleasing God.
我要在这件事上，我要站得稳的。
I want to stand firm in this thing.
我们要知道，我们今天在神家中的服事。
Today in the house of God,
我们不是在传扬我们自己。
It's not to declare ourselves.
不是要人家特别看到你。
It's not to show ourselves.
我们乃是要人真的能活着从我们身上能够看到我们的主的。
We want others to see Christ in us.
所以保罗说，我是要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心
？So am I to please men or to please God?
我们侍奉主。
When we serve God,
有一个非常大的试探
There's a great temptation.
就是要讨好人
It is to please men.
我们以为我讨好人我就可以得着人
we think when we please men,
我就可以得着更多的人
then we can gain more people.
我们也希望有人的支持
we want people's support.
我们希望我讨好人就很多人支持我们
if we please men, then they will support us.
所以我们尽量要满足人
And so we try to please men.
弟兄姊妹，我们服事是满足神，不是满足人。
When we serve, we are pleasing.
当你能够满足神，人只要真的带到神面前，人也得到满足。
If we please God and they want God, then they will be full.
如果我们所有出发点只为满足人
，But if we are coming from just pleasing men,
那教会最终只带下来就是结党纷争。
Then there would just be division in the church.
说弟兄姊妹，我们今天在服事上面，我们需要站立得稳的。
So we need to stand firm.
我们所有人都要服事主的。
Everyone.
因为是神呼召我们来侍奉他的。
Because the Lord calls us to serve Him.
但我侍奉主，我的动机是什么
？But what is my motivation to serve?
我是真的把人引到神的面前吗
？Do I really lead men to Him?
还是人只看到我？哎呦，你特有爱心呢、啊。
Or when they see us, they think, "Oh, you're so loving."
啊，你特关心我。
Oh, you're so caring.
人的注视只是你，却看不到主。
If the people only see you, they cannot see God.
我们求主给我们能够一个事情，那是就是为着讨主的喜悦。
There should be only one purpose, and it is to please God.
所以我们才能够站住，把不出于主的事，我们能够挡在教会之外。
That's how we can stand and have other things that are of, not of Christ outside.
求主能够开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
使我们能够看得见主今天真的需要的。
That we can see what God really needs.
要我们如何站得住。
How we can stand firm.
我们要在他真道上能够站住。
We can stand firm in his truth.
当然这个真道也有很多，但是我在我心中我觉得这三个是我觉得很重要的三点。
There are many things, but these three things are in my heart.
你要重真的重生得救。
That first you need to be born again.
你要走上十字架的路，对付我们的自己。
You need to take the way of the cross to deal with self.
我们才有机会那一日成为主的圣者。
Then you will have a chance to be an overcomer that day.
在侍奉上。
In your service.
我们，你是真的是只讨他的喜悦。
We are really only pleasing him.
我们服侍人。
When we serve man,
是要把人引到神的面前。
We're bringing man to God.
不是大家你我好我好。
It's not
你好我好。
We're all friends.
这是西安居委员讲的，讲到神的爱，这个爱也是 cold blooded 的。
This time in WCC talks about love. It's also a cold blooded love.
所以弟兄姊妹，愿意我们真的走上什么叫做爱神。也爱我们的弟兄姊妹。
May we really walk in the way of loving God and loving our brothers and sisters.
我还有两点，我想我没时间讲。
So there are two more points. Today we don't have time anymore.
许可的，我下次再交通。
If the Lord willing, we'll talk about that next time.
我们在苦难中要站立的稳。
How do we stand firm during suffering?
在苦难中，我们差不多是一个一个都倒。
During suffering, it's very likely that one by one we will be falling.
我们要在神的恩典中能够站立得住。
That we can stand on His grace.
因为神是赐恩典的神。
Because He is a gracious God.
我们今天就到这里，我们再有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你是那一位永不改变的神。
You are one who never changes, Lord.
天地会改变，你永不改变。
Heavens and earth will pass, but you will never change.
你也是爱的神。
You are God of love.
你是爱的源头。
You are the source.
你爱我们也永不改变。
You love us and that love will not change.
主要开我们的眼睛。
Open our eyes, Lord.
给我们知道你是何等的爱我们。
That we see how much you love us.
以致我们愿意在你面前做一个站立得稳的人。
That we will be willing to be one to stand before you.
我们能够在你的话语中，在你的真道上能够站得稳。
In your word, in your truth, we can stand firmly.
主啊，在我们跟随你、侍奉你的路上。
When we follow you in our way, in our service.
主啊，让我们也能够站得稳。
That we can also stand firm.
吸引我们，得着我们，使我们愿意一心一意讨你的喜悦。
Capture us that we will only want to please you.
主啊，但愿就像我们诗歌唱的，我们只有 one thing I ask， 我们只有一件事在你面前求。
There's only one thing I ask。
我们只有一件事寻求。
One thing I really ask。
说我们就是来要见到你的面。
Is that we will see you, Lord。
我们能够满足你的心，也讨你的喜悦。
That will satisfy your heart and please you, Lord。
说虽然我们还有许多的软弱，许多的失败。
Lord, there's so much weakness, so much failures。
就是也像我们诗歌唱的说。鉴察我们的心
，Search our hearts, Lord，
说使我们真的是一个单纯在你面前的人
，That we will be one who is pure before you，
除去所有的掺杂
，Take away all mixtures，
使我们回转单纯
，That we turn to be pure，
说得着我们
，Lord， may you gain us，
说用你的话激励我们
，May your word constrain us，
来跟随
，That we follow you，
奉主耶稣基督的名
，This we pray in Jesus' name，
Amen，
Amen。